captain, liaison, and weak form. You are going to hear two short dialogues. Listen carefully. Fill in the missing words. Each blank represents one word. Contractions like didn't, haven't, and so on count as one word.
Can I ride it, please, Uncle?
Yes, of course, if you ride it carefully.
Can I go fast on it?
Yes, if you go carefully.
I can't ride it outside, I suppose, Uncle.
Perhaps it might be best if you practiced in the garden a bit first.
Then can I ride it in the road?
Well, I'll see. Perhaps your dad wouldn't agree.
But I know Dad would agree, definitely.
Well, I'll ask.
Don't ask.
That tree ought to go. We can't see anything for it.
Surely you don't want to destroy our ancient tree.
We can't see in here, and yet the sun's shining.
Anyway, I adore it.
I only say it spoils the view.
And that tree always reminds me of Mother.
It's the tree I'm discussing. Don't bring your mother into it.
The Soviet authorities have launched a big operation in the Arctic Sea to rescue merchant ships which are still trapped in pack ice off the coast of eastern Siberia. The drama started 2 weeks ago when a convoy of nearly 90 vessels became stuck after a rapid worsening of the weather. About half have since been let out one by one by icebreakers. The operation to rescue some of those still trapped involves the use of several icebreakers, one of them nuclear-powered. The authorities hope that these can group together to form what they call a single fist to smash through the ice. It's not clear how long the operation will take. The weather is again getting bad, and frosts are becoming increasingly severe.
Exercise 1. Summarize the news according to the cues given. Exercise 2. Report the news to your friends. News item 2.
The number of people killed in Sunday's earthquake in northeastern Turkey has now risen to more than 1,200 and is expected to go even higher. Rescue work is being hampered by freezing temperatures and rain. At least 50 villages have been destroyed. Landslides and mud are so bad in some places that rescuers can get through only on foot. A BBC correspondent in Ankara says that a large number of those killed were women and children. Most of the men were already at work in the fields when the tremor struck. He says the mud brick construction of many of the houses contributed to the devastation. Most of the concrete buildings in the region remain intact. Two aircraft of the International Red Cross have arrived in Turkey with emergency supplies, and several countries have promised help, including Japan and West Germany.
Exercise 3. Summarize the news according to the cues given.
Part 3.
Pre-listening discussion. Before you listen to the radio report, have a discussion on the question you hear on the tape. What do you know about the Statue of Liberty?
This 4th of July is not only the nation's 206th birthday, it's also the 98th birthday of the Statue of Liberty. Some people are worried that the statue, whose precise name is Liberty Illuminating the World, may not last for another 98 years, and so a major campaign to rebuild the statue has begun. John Rudolph reports from New York City.
First, her torch-bearing right arm became weak and was closed to visitors several years ago. Now, the entire 152-foot-high copper and steel sculpture is in danger of crumbling.
Here we have a Statue of Liberty in the middle of New York Harbor, and it literally receives all of the wind and sea, and that has actually rusted and corroded the inner structure.
Richard Rovsek is one of the creators of a nationwide campaign to raise millions of dollars to rebuild the Statue of Liberty in time for the statue's 100th birthday. The money will also be used to restore nearby Ellis Island, the place where 17 million immigrants entered this country. Rosick says that while the statue's green copper exterior is in fairly good shape, much of the interior ironwork that supports the statue needs to be replaced. The Statue of Liberty was given to the United States by France on July 4, 1884. The quarter of $1 million it cost to build the statue was donated by French school children.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore.
The words are from a poem entitled The New Colossus, inscribed on the granite base of the Statue of Liberty. They were part of a musical tribute to the statue performed at a reception in New York to kick off the fundraising drive.
Each and every immigrant, including my parents, saw the statue as a fresh symbol of liberty in a very young land of opportunity.
Again, Lee Iacocca.
Those people helped build a country. And now we have a similar opportunity to help reestablish the greatness of the nation which has given all of us so much.
Iacocca says the commission is still planning a strategy for raising the funds needed for the refurbishing. And he says they hope to have the Statue of Liberty totally restored by 1986, in time to mark the 100-year anniversary of the statue's dedication by President Grover Cleveland. For National Public Radio, I'm John Rudolph in New York.
Exercises. Supply relevant information about the report according to what you hear on the tape.